Hi, this is a dictation for Latasha Gibbs, LATASHA GABBS, and date of service 2/26/2025. Date of accident is 8/18/2024. Date of birth is 2/4/1987. Miss Latasha Gibbs is a victim of an automobile accident where she was traveling on as a passenger on the front seat restrained but was involved in a head-on collision on 8/18/2024. Since then, she has been under treatment with all advanced pain care. She reports that she got burned on December 18, 2024, on her back, for which she is having a separate physical therapy. These are first degree burns that got healed up and have nothing to do with the auto accident. Now, she also reports that she would like to change her physical therapist, and she has experiencing poor gait, loss of balance and dizziness, as well as the double vision that she is experiencing. She has a poor memory, and she wants a pain shot to be given to her knees, for the left knee, and the pain in the left neck and the shoulder. She has a twisted neck with stiffness, medically called torticollis, and she is asking for relief, and she is suffering in severe pain. Pain in the left knee is 7, and she has a difficult time walking. The gait is painful, antalgic, loss of balance. The headaches are all over, and they are 10 when they start coming, and they're not getting better. Pain in the left shoulder is 8 to 9, and she's only able to lift up to 90 degrees. There is a severe stiffness of the neck and the muscles in the top. She reports a further radiation of pain from the neck to the left arm posteriorly, involving all the 5 fingers of the hand, as well as the left leg posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion, involving the upper thigh and lower leg up to the ankle, but not involving foot and toes. She has no chest pain, but the pain in the neck and mid-back and lower back is almost to the tune of 7 and is constant. Sometimes it can be up to 9. ADLs are affected 9. 80% relief is reported by the patient when she gets the various injections. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review for additional issues. And substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. Physical examination remains the same from previous visit of 1/2/2025, dictation number 0223-008. In the general review, please do mention that she is suffering from a chronic torticollis with spasm of the cervical and thoracic, and the thoracic fibers of the left trapezius muscle. The neck is twisted in spasm, and entire left trapezius muscle is in spasm, along with the paravertebral muscles from C2 to L5. Both the SI joints are tender and painful with positive Faber test and Gosselin test, as well as the tending flexion test is also positive. The rest of the exam will remain the same. Left knee examination is also the same. It is positive for peripatellar tenderness, and anterior posterior apprehension test is negative, and the Steinman test is negative. Thank you. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to provide the following to the patient: 1 injection of Toradol 2 cc's or 60 milligram IM, 3 trigger point injection to the trapezius muscles, cervical and the thoracic fiber, 1 each, and 1 into the supraspinatus tendon. Injection of the left knee intraarticular is provided. Medications I provided Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, SFX 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. It's provided with Lidocpro ointment for topical pain relief. Furosets are provided for headache relief, 1 or 2 PRN. Lyrica is provided 50 mg twice a day, 60 tablets for pain relief. Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for the anxiety relief is provided. Physical therapy continues to twice a week for the areas that are in pain, for the neck, middle back, lower back, the left shoulder, left neck, and for the special SI joints and sciatica, muscle spasm, trigger points, all of them to be helped. Chiropractic treatment, acupuncture has been ordered. And patient remains off work, housework, replacement, transportation has been checked for her. Procedure note, the patient is provided Latasha Gibbs following procedure after she signed a consent. An injection to the left knee intra-articular is provided empirically for therapeutic reasons. Patient is having extreme pain. No MRI is done yet, but the patient is having difficult time climbing upstairs, downstairs, and she has a positive anterior posterior apprehension as well as positive peripatellar tenderness. Most likely she is suffering from a meniscus tear due to the auto accident after injuring her left knee into the dashboard, and an injection is being provided to bring relief from the pain as well as healing. 5 cc's of mixture of dexamethasone with Marcan was provided. Entire needle was withdrawn. The procedure was done according to the protocol. Injection Toradol 2 cc's or 60 mg was provided intramuscular to the right deltoid muscle. Deep and entire needle was withdrawn, binded was applied. The next procedure was injection of the left supraspinatus tendon and left trapezius muscle at the cervical fiber as well as at the junction of the neck to the shoulder in the thoracic fiber. There were trigger points located at this location that were reproducible tenderness, and an injection to these areas was expected to bring relief. Patient is having chronic problem with left shoulder and rotator cuff testing was positive. It appears that she may have an inflammation of the supraspinatus tendon, and hence the patient is being provided the injection to supraspinatus tendon. Her Hawken-Kennedy test, speed test, near test are positive. Anterior-posterior apprehension tests are positive for the left shoulder. The injections were provided according to the protocol. 3 cc's of dexamethasone with Marcan was injected at each site with maximum precaution aseptically. Entire needle were withdrawn and ended were applied. Patient did report significant improvement in the. Thank you.